Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shweta Janand and today I have with me a very special guest, Gaurav Garg, who is Head of Research at Capital Wire Global Research Limited. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Garg.
Thanks, Shweta. I mean, thanks for inviting me.
Right. Mr. Garg, the first question I want to put it across to you is that a big announcement from the finance minister on the banking space. What are your views on that and how will it impact the banking sector as a whole? And you think it is a positive development and how should investors pick stocks?
So I think, yes, this is a very positive development. The government today has announced that they have lifted the embargo on grant of government business to private banks. Mm-hmm. So now, I mean, for all the government running of government business as well, private sector banks would also be able to participate, True. Which would definitely bring in more competition in the sector. Mm-hmm. And it will also increase the reach of government initiatives to a lot of more people. So I think overall a positive development. In fact, we have seen market reacting to this particular announcement in a positive way. And Nifty Bank has risen around 1,000 points as well. So overall, good development. I think the largest players in this particular space like HDFC Bank, ICICI and Kotak Mahindra are going to definitely get benefit out of this mm-hmm. particular initiative because now they have large retail client base and they will be able to tap these retail client base with a lot of government services, which till date they have not been able to. So I think overall a positive development and it is definitely going to go well with large private sector banks. And definitely there will be some pressure on PSU banks because there right. is going to be a lot of competition which is going to come.
Right. So re-rating on cards, can we say that for the private banking space?
Yeah, definitely. I think that should definitely happen. In fact, one should definitely look at accumulating private banks whenever, I mean, there is some kind of debt. In fact, banks like Kotak Bank already down around 10-12% should be one of the stocks and radar of investors.
Right. Well, getting stocks on dip, that's the right strategy to go. So what is your outlook on markets, Mr. Garg? You know, after the five-day drop, you know, Nifty 50 is still trading below 15,000. In fact, you know, we saw a big bounce on the day when the FM made that announcement. But overall, what is your outlook on the markets at this point in time?
I think I would still not say that it is a sell on rise kind of market. It is still buy on dip kind of market. Mm-hmm. FIIs have been net buyers throughout this particular month after the budget, barring one day. DIIs have been net sellers, but yesterday, I mean, on 23rd, DIIs bought for around 200 crores in the market. So overall, there is nothing which is very negative for the market as well. After a rally of around 1,800 points in the Nifty over just 2 weeks after budget, I think this is a strong and healthy consolidation and correction which has happened. So I think there are still a lot of opportunities available in the market and one should kind of try and accumulate good quality stocks as and when they are available at a good valuation.
Right. Well, you talk about good value stocks, but there's another space which is buzzing at this point in time, smaller than mid caps, which continues to outperform. So what is driving the rally in the broader markets?
So I think this particular space has been underperformer for last 3-4 years. And I mean, it is the right time because it is general trend that we see that the rally first happens in large cap and then it gets down into the small and mid cap space. Mm-hmm. Since they have been underperformer for quite a few time, I think this is the right time when they are outperforming. There are a lot of good players which are available at attractive valuation. So people are looking at value buying in this particular space. Also, the earnings have been like pretty good for all these, most of the good players as well. So I think, in fact, the good trend has been that even when the Nifty has fallen around 600-700 points during the recent correction, the mid-cap, small-cap companies have not fallen so much. So I think the trend might continue and we might see them outperforming the large-cap space in this year.
Right. So how should one pick stocks, especially in the midst of extreme volatility?
So I think people who are actually looking for investing for long term, I think for them, it should be one strategy that they should just look at few stocks and which are available at some kind of discount to their recent price. And I think these are the stocks that should be in the radar and that they should look at buying at every dip. High beta stocks is something which an investor can avoid, especially when there is a high volatility. But yes, if you are looking for long-term accumulation, then I think accumulation at any kind of depth could be a good strategy.
In terms of valuation, is there any parameter which one can look at? Maybe, 10% discount to maybe 5-year PE if they're trading at something like that? Any parameter which investors can look at?
So I think first, what the investor should do is that in every sector, he or she should pick one or two quality stocks. And they should definitely look at the PE multiple at which they are available. Mm-hmm. And if those stocks are available at a 10-15% discount to their, the high PE multiple, the highest PE which they were trading at, one should look at entering. So stocks like, say, for example, Asian Paints or stocks like Maruti, which has already fallen around 15-odd% from their all-time high levels. Correct. I mean, there's nothing fundamentally wrong with those stocks. It's just that there is some profit booking which is happening. So people who are looking for long-term investment should actually take this opportunity to accumulate these kind of stocks.
Right. And where's the smart money moving? We've seen good bit of rally in PSU, metals, but that could be more of a news flow. But where's smart money moving? Have you spotted any trend?
Yeah, so I think post-budget, the trend has been that PSU banks have, attracted most of the smart money. The announcements pertaining to banking sector has really, really, pumped up the overall sentiments of the sector. Mm-hmm. On top of that, SBI has announced a stellar result, and the concept of bad banks also coming in. Overall, the outlook looks very positive for all these banks. In fact, the government has already shown intent to privatize a few of the banks. So overall, I think this has been one of the biggest sector which has attracted smart money.
Okay.
Apart from that, metal index has also jumped around 28-odd% in the past 4 months as compared to around 16-odd% gain in Nifty 50. So definitely 10% outperformance in last 4 months as compared to Nifty 50. So I think there also we have seen a lot of traction, and people have actually accumulated or entered into those particular stocks.
Right. And have you earmarked any stocks that investors could look at on dips?
Yeah, so I think if the people are looking at high dividend yields, or they are okay to invest in PSU stocks, there are certain PSUs which are available at cheaper valuations with a good return on equities as well. So stocks like HPCL, NTPC, Power Grid are something which investor can look for if they are looking for high dividend yields. Mm-hmm. If they are looking for growth kind of stocks, then I think stocks like TCS, HCL Technology, Asian Paints, Kotak Mahindra, Tata Motors, I think these are the good stocks to enter at the current price.
Right. I'm sure our listeners would be taking a note of that as well. Well, thank you, Mr. Garg, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Garg.